huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means taking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up, an awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here. Now, I made a fundamental mistake recently when someone asked me about my pricing for my mentorship. And I have a rule, because it's just something I've learned over the years. When people ask you for the price of your products and services, especially if they're of high value, especially if they're a service which is somewhat intangible, and that rule is not to reveal that price unless they are invested in, and unless they know a lot about you. And so I'll share that mistake with you in a moment and what I ultimately will help you not do, and why I believe you should never reveal your price if asked. Now, ladies, I don't know if you've ever been asked by a man how many men you've slept with. Now, there is only one correct answer to that, and that is, I'm not telling you. I don't know is really bad because it sounds like a lot. Telling the man is going to make him judge, even if he promises he's not. So your only one correct answer is, I'm not telling you, I'm going to retain my dignity. Now, of course, if you're going to marry this man, that might be the caveat. There's always an exception to the rule. Dave's asking me to get to the point. This is the point, because I'm leading in with an analogy, Dave. Next thing is, imagine if you got naked in front of a prospect, a customer, and jumped up and down and shook everything around and then put your clothes on. They couldn't unsee that. Now, this is my point. If you tell your customer or your prospect the price, whether it's on your website or when they ask you directly, and you have not shown the value first, they're not bought in, they don't know why they need it, they haven't had time invested in, then you lose no matter what you do. Because, you know, if your price is cheap, they think it's cheap. And cheap often means rubbish. If your price is quite high, they think that's expensive. Now, you can never win when someone thinks it's expensive. You can win when something is a very high price. And okay, occasionally people want products and services that are expensive because they're expensive, but they still want their perceived value from that. So, once you've told someone the price up front, even when they ask, you have told someone how many people you've slept with and you have got naked in front of your client, and they can't unsee or unhear or unfeel what they see and what they feel when you give them the price. That's it. That's the first impression. So, it's mostly over. You're always sort of going backwards. Now, here's the thing. You know, like, you want to do business with integrity. You want to be honest. And if someone asks you for the price, you don't want to sort of take them down another road or waste their time or waffle or whatever. And, you know, might just think, and this is the kind of the thing I thought, you know, someone came to me directly, he messaged me and he said, hey, Rob, look, I'm loving your work. I'm loving your videos. I'm looking to get you as a mentor. How much is your mentoring? And I thought, well, I'm busy. You know, he asked me directly. I want to give him a direct answer, even though I know my rule, which is check that, you know, he's followed a lot of my work, check that he knows me, check that he's invested in, take him through a qualification process, get him to know the benefits, get him to know why it really helps him, why he needs it. And then and only then does he see the price. And I broke my own rule and I just said, hey, yeah, look, my mentoring is £50,000 for the year if you want me. And it's £7,500 for 6 months in my group mastermind. Now, of course, To many of you watching, when I say that, you might go, well, that's expensive. Exactly, that's the mistake I made. It's not expensive compared to the value you get. If you get me on email, on phone, direct access, you know, every single day, even Christmas Day, for any challenges you've got. You know, if you know that we could joint venture together, if you know I could help you make hundreds of thousands of pounds, if you know I have a minimum criteria of business, of people that turn over £100,000, you know, minimum a year, so that I know I can easily make them £100,000 or £200,000 or £500,000 more. You know, you get my business partner as well, Mark Homer. You get, you know, access to come to me in my house, in my boardroom, which is just there, and sit with many other multimillionaire business owners. Now, all of a sudden, I'm starting to let you know what you get. But I should have done that first. So when you get asked, don't answer. Follow the steps I'm about to give you. I've got about 8 things that I think you should do better. Now, here's the interesting thing as well, is that guy came back to me and said, he did a load of letters like WTF, FML, ROFL, a load of them. And he said, no wonder you got a Ferrari, mate. And basically intimated that, you know, I'm getting mentoring fees and buying Ferraris, which of course isn't true. You know, I have passive income from multiple streams of income. But I don't get those mentoring fees if I don't give the value. Because if I don't give the value, the market goes and says, hey, you know, Rob's not worth the mentoring fees. And then no one pays me the mentoring fees. And I've got people that are logging into this video now, you know, who work with me, who I mentor. So I have to deliver value equal to, or ideally a lot more value than my £50,000 if you want me, carte blanche access, or £7,500 for 6 months if you want to be in the mastermind. If I don't exceed that value, the market gives feedback to potential customers and clients and to me, and I don't win any new business. So, you know, like the fees are worth what they're worth according to the market and the feedback of the market. Now, I've probably lost him as a client, as a watcher, as a viewer, when he asked a fair question and I gave a good, honest answer with integrity, but I messed up. I broke my rule. Also, I'm probably 3 or 4 month waiting list on my mentoring program. So I'll be honest, I got a bit flippant. I got a bit overconfident. I thought, well, you know, I don't really need the business. So nah. But you know what? That 3 or 4 month waiting list might go. I might need the business in the future. So that was a bad mistake. And also I was very busy going through loads of messages, but I should have just saved that and gone through my process. So your potential customer needs to know the following before you reveal your price and strip off in front of them. And that is, number one, they need to know what they get from you first, the benefits, the value that they get. You must give them that before the price so that they can build this perception of value and compare it to the price, which all of a sudden brings the price down in terms of how expensive it looks. You need this contrast against the price. If I said to you, give me a fiver and I'll give you a tenner, of course you'd go for it. But if I said, give me a fiver, you're not going to give me a fiver. Why are you going to give me a fiver? You're not. So we need to see what we're getting for it to perceive its value. And therefore, we need to build desire and buy-in first. You know, ideally, your customer, your client, your potential, you know, source of revenue, they need to have invested a lot of time to follow you, to get to know you. I'll talk about the investing time in a minute. So I'm often asked, should you put your price on your website? No. Now, caveat, if you price compare and you run ads to an e-commerce site and you're like Amazon, yes, if you're Amazon and you sell books and commodities priced against competitors, yes, you should put your price because people are there ready buyers. But people who buy services aren't necessarily ready buyers. This is a good point Gamal's just made on the live feed, is his accountant saved him shed loads of money in tax. Now, if Gamal asked his accountant, how much are you? And his accountant said, 10 grand a year, or, you know, 10 grand for a tax return, you're going to be like, what? I can get that for 3 grand off a local accountant. Now, we've got accountants, by the way, who charge us 50, 60, 80,000 pounds a year and more, but they save us 200, 300, 500,000 pounds a year and more in tax. Now, when they can show that, then they get their fees. So that's a really good point, Gamal. Okay, so don't put your prices on your website unless you want all the customers to bounce, because they go on, how much is your course? £3,000 a day. Oh, that's a lot of money. Bye. All right, so you should never tell your customers, your potential clients, your price until you have done these 5 things. Number one, help them to discover the value of what you offer. Number two, giving them the contrast by telling them what they'll get, the benefits, the add-ons, the bonuses, the support, the accountability, whatever it is. Number three, you get buy-in, i.e. they build interest first in it and then desire for it before the price is mentioned. The next thing is you want them to invest time. We all have this fear of missing out, and the more time we invest in something, the harder it is to say no to it. You know, if you've been in a marriage many years and you've got kids, it's probably harder to separate. You know, so if your client has been doing a lot of research on you and they've visited your offices a few times, they've invested 30 or 40 hours of their time into your product, it's going to make it much harder for them to say no and to not buy it because they feel like they've lost that time. So you want to help them go through that process. And therefore, you know, help them get a return on that time invested as well as just the financial return. And as such, then you want them to be able to visualize in their mind and feel in their emotions the benefit, you know, and the result and the outcome of using your product or service. And then you give them the price. And of course, you know, it's contrasted lower as opposed to higher. Now, the famous quote, I'm sure you know this, price is what you pay. Value is what you get. So don't get sucked into that price shopping, price comparison, comparing, discount hunting client base if you can help it. Few things to do when people ask you for money directly, ask you for prices directly, or say, hey, you should publish your prices on your website. Number one, test them first. Say, hey, look, can you make it every month to Peterborough to be into my mastermind? Does your business turn over £100,000 a year or more? Are you committed to doing everything I tell you? Are you committed to being held accountable? And when I give you action steps, go out and do them. Will you never, do you promise to never make an excuse? It's, you know, so I'm starting to qualify you. I'm starting to test you, push you back a little bit to see if you, you know, are going to step up and, you know, be someone who I want to work with. And that creates that buy-in. Number two is you want to make them work a little bit for your product or service. Don't make it too easy for them to buy unless you're a commodity and, you know, you've got paying for traffic and you've got to sell immediately, in which case you want to do the opposite. You want to make it really easy and remove the friction. You want to qualify your customers and clients for your products and services. If you're a deal packager, you know, or if you sell your time or your coaching, qualify them, get them to jump through some hurdles. Show them value first. Make sure it's right for them. If it's not right for them, invite them somewhere else. Pass them on, because that goodwill will come back to you, because they will tell other people that you didn't just want to take their money and you didn't feel that the product and service was right for them, and they will actually recommend people to you, or they will fight for it to be right to them, and in which case, again, you've got more buy-in. Now, finally, if you can help them do all of this remotely first before they ask you for the price, you've got this sort of automated business generation system, if you like. So if you do podcast live feeds, YouTube videos, if you are seen at trade shows, if you're seen online, if you run ads where they are, if you're seen in magazines, articles, media and publications, then they can do all of these things, or you can do all of these things remotely with them before they come to you saying, hey, Rob, how much is your mentoring? And I guess because that guy spat his feathers out and, like, you know, literally, you know, spat his drink all over the floor because he thought I was really expensive, he obviously didn't yet know the value I created, and he probably hadn't followed me long enough. Give them a chance to get to know you and, you know, build the perception of value that you give to them on their terms, in the gym, with your podcast, at home, on your live feeds, etc. Have, you know, brochures if that's relevant. Make sure you get their details as well so you can follow them up in the future. And then you can follow them up when they've had 3, 5, or 10 touch points from you remotely. They've got buy-in. And then the resistance and the friction to paying your very high and very fair fees and still perceiving value has diminished significantly. So thanks for tuning into this podcast on my new remote gear. So there you go. Hopefully the sound quality is really good. If you don't risk anything, you risk everything. And make sure if you listen to the podcast here, then you're in the Disruptive Entrepreneurs community, which is the community we have that goes along with the podcast. 1.31 million subscriptions in 189 countries now, and only 10,000 of you are in the Disruptive Entrepreneur community. So find that on Facebook and join. It's where, you know, we all get together and help each other further, other than just a couple of podcasts a week. And also, if you watch my lives, make sure you listen to the Disruptive Entrepreneur podcast, where I'm only duplicating now about 1 in 4 or 1 in 5 of the videos and the podcast to be the same. The rest is different, individual, new and unique content. Again, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Have a great day. If you don't risk anything, you risk everything.